On today's Good Word, we're talking about how to cover weak points and where we gain support in words and actions. On a chemical level, gemstones are unique because of their crystalline atomic organization. The most valuable jewels are the purest, meaning their chemical makeup contains no outside traces that would interrupt the flow of light. Reflected light is more brilliantly colored when filtered through tight structures with nothing out of place to disrupt the shine. Gems like rubies or emeralds get their color from a complex organization of chemicals and metal ions. But diamonds are unique for their structure alone. If nothing is trapped within the structure, carbon atoms can be organized into an incredibly hard substance. Most solids have a point where breakage is easier because the atomic bonds are weakest there. But carbon, with its one type of atom and one type of bond, is nearly impossible to break apart. It has no weak points to exploit. Every atom mutually supports all those that surround it. When trying to show the difference between those who were committed to serving the Lord and those who weren't, the prophet Malachi emphasized how we speak about the Lord and His commandments. The third of the Ten Commandments forbids taking His name in vain. On a surface level, this means refusing to use the name of the Lord as an oath or as a substitute for foul language. But complaints against the Lord and casual reference to what deserves reverence is also included in the commandment. In Malachi chapter 3, how we speak is the breaking point between the faithful and those falling away. Even with the same actions, the Lord values His servants based on their hearts and words. Ye have said, "It is vain to serve God." And what profit is it that we have kept His ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and heard it. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. It's normal to be frustrated when we're faced with difficult work or if we feel our efforts are going unrewarded. Having moments of doubt or exhaustion and dissatisfaction is to be expected when we care about what we're doing. But God asks us not to let our stresses define us. These are the weak points where we might break from the tension. And they're only exacerbated when we seek to find fault with ourselves or our situation. According to that passage in Malachi, the main difference between those that serve God and those who do not is how they speak. We don't ignore the problems and trials that confront us, but we also don't go looking to make them larger, widening the cracks that we could instead fill. Part of the purpose of a church is to give us a place to lift one another in trying times. Malachi's example has the righteous speaking regularly to one another, buoying up their companions when things start getting tough. These are the people that the Lord values as jewels, those who will support their fellow followers of Christ, in word, in heart, and deed. We don't have to be perfect to lend strength or a kind word to one another, but collected together, we can cover one another's weak points in our shared journey back to our heavenly parents. And that's the good word.